Some local officials would like to see the Monroe County government using drones. That includes the Sheriff's Department. Correspondent Lindsay Jones has that story for today's WFHB Community Report.
As drone popularity surges across the country, Indiana police departments are also looking to acquire their version of the latest technology. The Indianapolis Star reported last Monday that at least 10 police departments across the state already own drones, with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department and Indiana State Police aiming to be the next in line. The drones, two of them, would be used for surveillance, one for crowd surveillance during major downtown Indianapolis events and one to monitor traffic during the state fair. But both of those uses are illegal. Currently, Indiana law requires police drone usage to be limited to recording crash scenes, search and rescue efforts, and other emergency situations. Any other kind of situation requires a warrant. While police departments say they intend to use drones for public benefit, some people are concerned with the loss of privacy drone usage could bring. Bloomington Peace Action Coalition spokesperson David Keppel is one of those people.
It's a technology that really opens a Pandora's box, and it has all kinds of implications. The United States has a history of introducing new technologies and then finding that they boomerang. And I think drones are no exception. We're using drones for killing, like remote control killing elsewhere in the world where we can engage in what is really assassination. And that is very troubling. I'm not saying that there are easy answers in the case of terrorism, but I do think we have to be very aware of the cultural implications.
Sheriff Brad Swain and County Commissioner Julie Thomas, who is also a member of WFHB's board of directors, have discussed bringing drone technology into Monroe County. Thomas says the county is still in the early stages of the discussions, and nothing, including funding, is known for certain. But if the county can buy a drone, Thomas says she hopes it will be something the county government will be able to use outside of law enforcement purposes as well.
I could also imagine that there would be applications for highway, our surveyor's office, because it does allow you to take a better view of an area to see what you're working with. So I think there are a number of applications that it would be useful for us to pursue this.
Getting a drone requires drafting specific drone policies, and those policies are still being hashed out. Swain says that when the Sheriff's Department drafts its usage policy, it will largely be based on updated case law and examples of other police departments' drone policies.
Yeah, well, we would set our own policies as well for the use of our employees, and that would be based on any of the latest case law and any other issues that have come up with law enforcement agencies.
The county will make its own policies as well. Thomas says she is aware that some people are concerned about the potential loss of privacy drones would bring. She suggested transparency in the county government could alleviate that.
I would imagine that we would have to work out a policy where we could issue some sort of notification if we're, surveying an area for planning or something like that, that we could, somehow make sure we post it on our website or something like that. I definitely take that seriously. And to me, this is not something that I would imagine would be used every day, 24/7. This is a tool that can be used by a number of different departments for one-time projects.
Swain says he thinks that keeping the department's policies about drone usage open for revision would allow the policies to be adjusted if need be.
Sometimes with the new technology, you want your policies to evolve as you learn as you go. Just like with the body-worn cameras, we kept our policy open to adjust to any unforeseen changes or anything that we didn't think of. So we would have a policy that we would reflect being respectful of civil rights, constitutional rights.
But for those like Keppel, detailing specific matters of policy does little to alleviate the creeping impact that drone usage could have. He stresses that he thinks police in Monroe County are doing their best to proceed in a, quote, sensitive way, end quote. But in general, the increasing militarization of police is something he says people should find alarming. Drones, he says, are potentially just another step in the ratcheting up of police power.
The legal justifications that have been thought up for remote control killing of someone who is deemed a terrorist, even if a United States citizen have been applied overseas. And there is no absolute guarantee that they won't be used here. Now, there are other, it's unlikely under current scenarios, but we just don't know what will happen. We're in very unusual and troubling times. And it's for that reason that we have to be doubly careful about technologies that could facilitate totalitarianism in this country.
While drone discussions remain in the early stages, both Swain and Thomas say they are optimistic that the county could have a drone by the end of this year. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Lindsay Jones.